business aviation is a plus in good or bad times. What's next at Nextent? And coming soon, the Honda Jet. This is the Halloween edition of Aero News for Wednesday, October 31st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new study would seem to indicate that even during the worst economic time since the Great Depression, companies that relied on business aviation outperformed the field in important measures of shareholder value and recovered from the recession more quickly than their peers across a range of industries representing the U.S. economy. The study, entitled, quote, Business Aviation Maintaining Shareholder Value Through Turbulent Times, end quote, is the fourth in the Business Aviation Users Study series to be completed by Nexa Advisors, LLC. The study concludes that companies in the S&P 500 that use business aviation achieved superior financial performance in a number of key measures and also displayed superior ability to respond to the severe downturn. For example, the analysis found that jobs at a diverse range of companies that use business aircraft, from consumer to energy, healthcare, and industrials, not only recovered, but also have grown beyond pre-recession levels, while non-user companies have recovered at much slower rates. The earlier studies of large-cap and small to mid-size companies took place before the full impact of the downturn hit the U.S. economy, and found that business aircraft users outperformed peer organizations in key financial and non-financial measures, including best-of rankings. The study was commissioned by NBAA in conjunction with the No Plane, No Gain advocacy program, which educates policymakers and opinion leaders about the value of business aviation to citizens, companies, and communities across the United States. The campaign is jointly sponsored by NBAA and the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Following the success of Nextant's 400 XT remanufacturing program, company CEO Ken Rieke said at the NBAA convention in Orlando that the company has its eyes on the next airplane to get the full makeover, but he is unable to say just which airplane that will be. Rieke did tease the new aircraft Nextant is in the process of developing. The company will follow much the same path as it has with the Beachjet modification, starting with an existing design in need of updating and increasing performance and comfort, while offering a value-oriented price to clients who wish to purchase a like-new, serialized, and warrantied aircraft. The company considered four aircraft and has decided on a model with which to move forward, though Nextant won't unveil the model until January 2013. Rieke did acknowledge that the Falcon 50 and Hawker 800 were among the four potential candidates for a future model, currently codenamed the XXT. So I'm just wondering, do we get a chance to survey the audience or call a friend to see if we can find the answer? In other news coming from the 2012 NBAA convention, production is now underway on the long-anticipated Honda Jet. Honda Aircraft President and CEO Machimasa Fujino made the official announcement saying, quote, an assembly line for Honda Jet production is in place at its headquarters in Greensboro, North Carolina. Major aircraft components, including the fuselage and wing, have been produced, and we have started assembly of the first customer aircraft, end quote. Mr. Fujino indicated during a Q&A session that he was hopeful certification and first customer delivery would take place before the end of 2013. He indicated the engine has not yet achieved FAA certification, and that was the critical path item to complete plane testing and FAA certification. He anticipated engine certification by mid-2013. To facilitate pilot training as the Honda Jet approaches its entry into service, Honda Aircraft has partnered with Flight Safety International, the world's leading aviation training organization. A simulator is in production and will be installed in the simulator bay at the Honda Aircraft World Headquarters campus in Greensboro, North Carolina. We all know that in-flight movies are a hit on any long flight, and now business jet travelers can take full advantage of an onboard Apple iTunes library to share movies, TV shows, and music wirelessly and on demand with Rockwell Collins' new Skybox. With 1 terabyte of onboard storage capacity, Skybox is the first airworthy solution to securely stream digital rights management, that's DRM, Hollywood-protected content, both to cabin displays and to Apple devices brought on board. Skybox gives each passenger the ability to play any content stored in the system's library on up to 10 Apple iOS devices. Passengers can also stream movies, photos, or business documents from their device to cabin displays utilizing the Apple AirShow application. Rockwell Collins Skybox has passed all the environmental, electrical, and structural compliant requirements required by the FAA and is available now through Rockwell Collins authorized dealers. The device is basically an Apple TV in a case with aviation connectors for the nominal sum of $30,000. The solution is very compelling for individuals using Apple devices and provides great flexibility in using the onboard displays for briefings or entertainment. So would someone remind me again, why is it I can't use my cell phone on an airliner? When AeroNews continues, Sandy beats up on the Enterprise, aviation across America is growing, and how about a tandem skydive with the Army's Black Daggers?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Stop by NBAA booth number 3733 for a demonstration of this exciting new product. Or check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the first digital standby attitude module to provide attitude, altitude, airspeed, and slip information in an advanced 2-inch format. Pilots appreciate the intuitive interface. Installers love the flexible design. Visit flysam.com.
Aero News continues now for Halloween. It's October 31st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. When all the damage from Superstorm Sandy is totaled up, one line item will be the damage to the Space Shuttle Enterprise. The website Mashable.com reports that the shuttle's vertical stabilizer received what appears in photos to be minor damage from the storm. The Enterprise was outdoors on the carrier deck that is New York's Intrepid Air, Sea, and Space Museum. The shuttle was protected by a temporary structure which seems to have largely done its job, although it looks to have collapsed and much of its structure taken away by the storm, leaving Enterprise exposed to the elements. You may recall the Enterprise's wingtip was damaged during its boat ride to the museum this past summer. The Alliance for Aviation Across America held an NBAA press conference Monday to highlight the organization's progress in making the benefits of general aviation public knowledge. Formed in April of 2007, the Alliance was created to educate public and elected officials about the importance of general aviation. It has since grown to almost 6,000 individual and association members. Selena Shalad, the executive director of the Alliance, demonstrated a massive website update that now includes interactive maps, which allow users to see the detailed economic impact of aviation in any chosen geographic area. Visitors to the site can see the individual economic contributions of airports, states, and even custom area ranges to obtain a better understanding of how general aviation is assisting the economy and providing new jobs. Lumberton, North Carolina may soon be the new home to the U.S. Army Special Operations Command parachute demonstration team, the Black Daggers. Why would you care? Well, because the team is now offering tandem skydives. A recruiting tool for the Army, the team is looking for a facility that provides enough space for its equipment and office space to complete the necessary paperwork and required training for tandem passengers. FayObserver.com reports the team had a demonstration and practice jump Tuesday at the Lumberton Regional Airport, and Benita Ridley, public affairs planner for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, said, quote, "They enjoyed their jump and the warm reception from the Lumberton community," end quote. The team is said to be looking for a location within a 50-mile radius of Fort Bragg. The team hopes to get its new tandem jump program up and running soon, so a relocation decision is expected within about 2 weeks. Each passenger must watch a short video and complete a 20-minute class on equipment operation, as well as exiting aircraft and free-fall procedures. Airport manager Joshua Pusser says that he would love to see the team at his airport, saying, quote, "It would be just a great economic impact and give the community something to do, to come out and watch. We have the facilities that they could use," end quote. Ridley, meanwhile, says the Black Daggers are looking to add members to their team. That includes a Special Forces soldier, 3 Rangers, 3 parachute maintenance technicians, an information specialist, and a chaplain. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were trying to sell tandem jumps with the Daggers, I think I'd downplay the fact that they already have their own chaplain. I'm Glenn Moyer. Happy Halloween, everybody, and remember, tricks are for kids. You're now cleared for departure.